What's up, guys? This is Micah with the Asset Guild podcast, and you're going to have to forgive me. I haven't really put out any content at all for the last few weeks. Just been kind of in an introspective state and didn't really want to force any content because I want to be authentic when I'm putting stuff out. Not just putting out content just to have it out there. So today I wanted to talk to you about something. I'm super excited about it. I got started with a business that I never thought would, result in this much, profitability and really work out well for my living situation and my current money situation. And it's actually giving me better returns than I ever saw trading stocks. I'm super excited about it. So let's get into it. All right, guys, so I'm doing this podcast on the go. I'm actually driving in my car, so you're going to have to forgive me for any noise you might hear. But the business that I'm talking about is buying and selling coins, and this is a form of precious metals investing that I had never gotten involved with before. How I first got started with precious metals investing, I bought, I think, a little over 100 ounces of silver bullion, which is essentially 1 ounce coins, and I just bought them for the commodity play, expecting that the commodity price would do well over the next few years. It didn't, which is okay because I bought it for the long term. But a new style of investing I got introduced to kind of by accident. I started buying numismatic coins. So these coins that I started buying were silver dollars. And what's cool about these silver dollars is that they're 90% silver content, so they're actually backed up with a melt value. And there's actually a high demand for them as well, and they have quite a stable price. So they're easy to buy, easy to sell, and I'm able to go and find different marketplaces, whether that's on Craigslist, Facebook group, OfferUp, maybe even on eBay auctions. And I can buy coins at a wholesale price and then turn around and sell the coins one by one through my online store that I created. And so just so you know, this business that I created, I made a name for it, and it's called Freedom Standard Coins. I set up an Etsy shop. I also set up an Instagram page. And what this business is hoping to accomplish is, create a dealer that can provide competitive pricing for coin collectors for silver dollars. And what I've been able to do with this business is I've been able to buy these coins and turn around and sell them in a week or two for a 20% profit. And this is way better than any sort of profits that I saw trading stocks. And I think I'm converted to the coin buying and selling or coin flipping game, and I don't think I'm ever going to go back to trading stocks on a weekly basis. I think I'm going to focus on this. But what's cool about it is I haven't spent any money, any upfront capital besides buying the coins, on marketing, on creating a website, on just any business expense at all. It's all been complete word of mouth and posting on free sites like OfferUp and Craigslist and Facebook groups. And the only expenses that I pay really are on Etsy when I make sales, but I've made quite a few sales just with cash face to face with people, so I'm super excited about it. Hey guys, I'm recording this the following day. I thought I'd add this real quick into the podcast before I forgot. I kind of wanted to talk about the process I have of buying the coins before I go out and sell them, and then I'll talk to you about what I do to actually sell them. So what you're going to need if you want to start this on your own is a few hundred dollars, and you're going to want to buy, probably 10 or more coins. A good place to start would be silver dollars, or maybe you want to start with a coin that you like better. It's whatever works for you. And what you do is you look for, so whatever coin you're looking for could be silver dollars. So you'd go onto eBay or Craigslist or OfferUp and you type in, so for me it's silver dollars. So I would type in silver dollar lot. And this is going to bring up results that usually have five or more coins in them. You generally want to look for, you know, 10 to 20 coins, because the higher the quantity, the lower the price is going to be per coin, and thus increasing your profit per coin. So the hardest part is actually not selling the coins. The hardest part is buying the coins at a good price, because in this business, I've seen that you make money when you buy. So if you can get coins that you know you can sell for $22, $23, you know, $25, if you can get those for $16, $17, you know, you have like a guaranteed profit. So the hardest part of this is going out and finding a deal. Selling the coins is really the easy part. So the reason I like coin flipping as a business model and as an investment strategy, it's very similar to running a flip business where you're buying and selling things online and pulling a profit. But the thing is, if you were to open, you know, a flipping business and you were doing electronics, let's say like Google Homes, if you were to buy a bunch of Google Homes and were unable to sell those for any reason, and then Google came out and released a new version of that home, of that Google Assistant, Google Home, you know, your inventory's price could be cut in half and you could be wiped out right there, all your profits taken. With coins, if, you know, they're scarce and they have value and they're seen as an investment. So if I were to buy a bunch of coins and I was unable to sell them for any reason, whether I was busy with something else or the market has just cooled down and there's less of a demand at the time, worst case scenario, the price fluctuates or even the price of those coins go up in value. So I'm not stuck holding a bag of something that's going to depreciate. It's very similar when you're flipping houses, right? If you go in and you rehab a home and you're unable to sell it for a year, worst case scenario, you rent it out and you're able to get some income from that. So that's why I like buying and selling coins. So the reason I'm sharing this on this podcast is I just want to show you guys that it's entirely possible to find, you know, an option out there that you'd never expect to, you know, work as an investment. Like, I never thought coin flipping would be an investment strategy, but it actually is, because when I'm buying and selling coins, each time my coin supply is bigger, and I see the coins as an investment because they go up steadily in value over time. And they're much more stable than the commodity like I was invested in before. But I'm buying and selling something similar to the way you'd buy and sell homes, flip homes. I'm buying and selling something that's going up in value, and each time I'm making profit and you know, increasing what I have more than what I had before. So it's a super cool idea for me. But it might not necessarily be the one for you. So I just wanted to put it out there and show you guys that, you know, there's so many different options out there. You could do different things, like, you know, and very abstract things too, mind you. So you could buy and sell web domains, like, you know, you could, I mean, this web domain is probably already taken, but like potstocks.com, if you would have found that web domain before, you know, weed stocks were a big thing, you could have made, you know, thousands of dollars on a purchase that was only, you know, maybe 20 bucks at the most. But there's a lot of abstract things that you can do out there that you wouldn't expect to be considered, you know, an investment strategy. So, you know, you don't have to be a stock trader. You don't have to be a home flipper. You know, you don't have to be some crazy business tycoon. There's a lot of different options out there for you to explore. right, guys, I'm going to wrap up the episode here. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed, hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening in on. I'm going to put a link in the description to the Etsy store for Freedom Standard Coins and the Freedom Standard Coins Instagram page. Check those out if you're interested in precious metals and coin collecting. If you want to get involved with me on other platforms, websites, social medias, I will put a link to a landing page, and it has all the different links where you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, some different websites I'm involved with. Check that out as well. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Bye.